Blue metal scaffolding climbs up a brown triple-decker house in Somerville. Construction workers are hammering and chatting, getting ready to install a floor on a new porch.
The material will be non-slip. It'll be a non-slip flooring. It'll come right up to the edge of the doorways.
Mike McHugh is with Davis Square Architects.
We're going to put in a new kitchen floor, a new floor out in this hallway, and new railings on the stair down, and a new bathroom as well.
McHugh is renovating this home for a woman named Karen Rand.
How you doing? Chilly out there, huh?
Yeah. To see you.
Rand lives here with her husband. On this day, she's eager to hear McHugh's updates.
This should be done by the end of the month. We tried to get around the snowstorm, but actually we got an early start because of that, and it worked out well.
Yeah,
so.
Until last April, Rand was happy with this house as it was. Then she went to watch the marathon with her best friend, Crystal Campbell.
I was at the finish line as just a spectator.
When the first bomb exploded, Rand lost the lower part of her left leg and her best friend. Crystal Campbell was one of the victims. Rand was in the hospital for nearly 3 months.
I mean, I lost my leg. I had no idea what to expect or how challenging life would be for me. So I think that was part of the difficulty about coming home.
Life with a prosthetic leg is one thing. Life with a prosthetic leg when you're on the third floor of a walk-up is another.
I didn't know what it would be like. And Department of Public Safety, they had called and said, that they had services and they wanted to come and take a look and see what they could do to help. And it was when they were here that they brought a team of people that are used to looking around and know things that can be helpful, changes that they could make that would make life easier for me.
The Department of Public Safety teamed with the Boston Society of Architects' Renovate for Recovery program, along with help from local contractors, occupational therapists, and hardware suppliers. Rand's story even caught the attention of the show Ask This Old House.
The first thing we want to start with are your front steps. And Tom, you've had a look at them.
I have had a look at them. First of all, when they build a wooden stair, they always like to put an overhang on it like this. And aesthetically, that's great. The problem is with someone with a prosthetic, if they climb the stair, they drag that foot, they can actually trip on that overhang.
That is true, and that has happened to me. I have to think about it all the time when I'm going up and down the stairs.
Rand is still getting used to walking with her prosthetic leg, and non-slip floors will make it easier to get around. And she and her husband are looking forward to a new bathroom with handles like the new railings on the staircase.
We're both just overwhelmed at the kindness of people and the generosity and a little bit humbled by it. I mean, I think it's a great service that they provide, and they provide it for a lot of people that need help, not just people that were injured in the marathon. And I think it's great that there's just an awareness that it's out there and that there is help for people. We don't always know where to go or even how to ask.
The work on Rand's home is estimated to cost between $80,000 and $100,000. And all those materials and time have been donated. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.